The World English Bible, British edition. Text provided by ebible.org. Audio provided by publicdomainaudiobibles.com. This recording is in the public domain and can be used without restriction. The Fourth Book of Moses, commonly called Numbers. Chapter 1. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, every male, one by one, from 20 years old and upward, all who are able to go out to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall count them by their divisions. With you there shall be a man of every tribe, each one head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you: of Reuben, Elizur the son of Shedeur; of Simeon, Shelumiel the son of Zurishaddai; of Judah, Nahshon the son of Amminadab; of Issachar, Nethanel the son of Zur; of Zebulun, Eliab the son of Helon; of the children of Joseph, of Ephraim, Elishama the son of Ammihud; of Manasseh, Gamaliel the son of Pedazur; of Benjamin, Abidan the son of Gideoni; of Dan, Ahiezer the son of Amishaddai; of Asher, Pagiel the son of Ochran; of Gad, Eliasaph the son of Deuel; of Naphtali, Ahira the son of Enan. These are those who were called of the congregation, the princes of the tribes of their fathers; they were the heads of the thousands of Israel. Moses and Aaron took these men who are mentioned by name. They assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month, and they declared their ancestry by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, one by one. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he counted them in the wilderness of Sinai. The children of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, one by one, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Reuben, were 46,500. Of the children of Simeon, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, those who were counted of it, according to the number of the names, one by one, every male from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Simeon, were 59,300. Of the children of Gad, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Gad, were 45,650. Of the children of Judah, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Judah, were 74,600. Of the children of Issachar, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Issachar, were 54,400. Of the children of Zebulun, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Zebulun, were 57,400. Of the children of Joseph, of the children of Ephraim, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Ephraim, were 40,500. Of the children of Manasseh, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Manasseh, were 32,200. Of the children of Benjamin, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Benjamin, were 35,400. Of the children of Dan, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Dan, were 62,700. Of the children of Asher, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Asher, were 41,500. of the children of Naphtali, their generations, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war, those who were counted of them, of the tribe of Naphtali, were 53,400. These are those who were counted, whom Moses and Aaron counted, and the 12 men who were princes of Israel, each one for his father's house. So all those who were counted of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses, from 20 years old and upward, all who were able to go out to war in Israel, all those who were counted were 603,550. But the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not counted amongst them. For the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Only the tribe of Levi you shall not count, neither shall you take a census of them amongst the children of Israel, but appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all its furnishings, and over all that belongs to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and they shall take care of it, and shall encamp around it. When the tabernacle is to move, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The stranger who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard, according to their divisions. But the Levites shall encamp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. The Levites shall be responsible for the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did. According to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they did.